playing the New England weather game. Ordinary, day-to-day weather conversations consist of nothing but a series of bland cliches. But there are exceptions. I don't lie about a winter temperature I've seen on the thermometer outside my bedroom window when I report it at the office later in the morning. But if it's a very low reading, I don't announce it right away, either. I wait for others to report the readings on their thermometers. Then, if the reports are higher than mine, I weigh my timing carefully, and at what I consider to be an appropriate moment, play my own reading. It was 6 below at your house, I might say. Well, that's really getting down there. At 6 o'clock, it was 9 below at my place. Unquote. If there follows nothing but some wows, no kiddings, and is that rights, a brief but satisfying victory is mine. Sometimes, however, someone will have waited even longer to play an even lower temperature. The victory is then his or hers. Of course, I can't say my day is then ruined, but no one enjoys beginning their day on a slightly sour note. However, that's the risk one must be willing to take if one decides to play the New England weather game in a competitive fashion. The same rule, like no lying, and procedures apply to the amount of snow in inches in one's driveway after a night's storm, and indeed to the temperature during very hot weather when one's reported high can conceivably lose to a temperature that is a degree or two lower in the shade. Most of our weather conversations is not in any way competitive, but is bland to the extreme. A cliche question is given a cliche answer, which is followed by a cliche summary, or ending beginning with the word well. For example, is it going to snow? Smells a little like it. Well, I hope it holds off until I get home. Often the only way to inject a little life into these ordinary weather conversations is to exaggerate. And no, exaggerating in a tall tale is not lying. For instance, snowed? Well, I guess it snowed. Took me 2 days to sweep out what blew through the keyhole. Doesn't sound like I'll be using that this winter, but you never know. Occasionally, someone will say something original. Very rare, but it happens. Stopping at a general store outside Laconia, New Hampshire last summer, I said to the elderly man behind the counter, "Sultry, isn't it?" "Doubt that," he replied. And then after a moment of silence, "We don't have sultry hereabouts." Unquote. Do you suppose he really meant to make me feel like a loser?